Have you ever felt that really profound, disorienting sting of betrayal? You know, that moment when the ground just seems to crumble beneath you and you're left with more than just pain, right? It's like this fundamental questioning of everything you thought was true.
Yeah, it really shakes your foundations.
Or maybe you've watched someone you care about trying to navigate that incredibly complex journey and you feel kind of helpless, like you don't have a map to offer them for healing.
It's such a common experience, unfortunately. And finding a clear path forward, that can feel, well, overwhelming.
Exactly. Well, today on the Deep Dive, we are absolutely taking on that challenge. We're diving deep into a really fascinating, quite innovative new approach. It's outlined in a guided course called From Betrayal to Belonging, Divine Bonds and Canine Loyalty. And this isn't just about, coping with the aftermath. It sounds like it's aiming for a complete transformation, moving from that rupture to a renewed sense of belonging.
What really sets this course apart, I think, and what's fascinating to explore is how it offers this structured pathway. It's evidence aware, which is important, but also deeply spiritually respectful.
Okay.
And it dares to move beyond just acknowledging the pain,
Yeah.
which is vital, of course,
That's.
but it blends powerful narrative craft, truly trauma-informed methods, and even the unique role of animal companions, which is often overlooked. It's all anchored in a compelling true story. It feels incredibly holistic.
Absolutely. And so our mission today is really to dig into the heart of this innovative framework. We want to pull out the most important nuggets, those sort of aha moments, so you can really understand how things like perceived divine guidance and the unwavering loyalty of dogs can actually help transform that shock of betrayal into, well, grounded, lasting resilience.
Yeah, how these seemingly disparate elements can work together.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're going to unpack the practicalities, the spiritual elements, and maybe the surprising comfort found in these unexpected guides. Okay, so let's start right at the beginning of this journey. The course says it helps you transform betrayal without bypassing pain or compromising ethics.
Whew, that's a really powerful statement, isn't it?
Is
What does that actually look like when you're in the thick of betrayal trauma? Because, when we're deeply hurt, the instinct can sometimes be just to try and move on quickly, push it down.
That's such a critical point. It really comes down to how we honor the immense depth of that suffering without allowing ourselves to get perpetually stuck in it. You see, when someone experiences betrayal trauma, it's not just one single event. It's this profound wound. It impacts your sense of self, your feeling of safety, your ability to trust, everything.
Right.
So the course's focus on meaning making from rupture is absolutely key here. It's about acknowledging the wound fully, validating those raw emotions, understanding its impact.
But then, and this is where the transformation starts, it's about actively working towards understanding and integrating that experience into a larger narrative, not just suppressing it or pretending the pain isn't real.
So it's not about pretending it didn't happen.
Not at all. It's a delicate, conscious balance. You validate the difficult emotions, but you're gently guided towards a constructive, forward-looking path. It basically says, yes, this happened, it matters profoundly, and now we build from here.
I can really see how powerful that distinction would be. You're not ignoring it, you're just processing it differently.
Precisely.
And part of that processing, that understanding, which must be incredibly difficult in such an emotionally charged situation, involves clarity. The course highlights skills like mapping complex events and learning to separate fact from interpretation. Why is that distinction so crucial when you're dealing with something so overwhelming?
Well, think of it like this. When betrayal hits, our minds often create this single overwhelming story, right? Where the perpetrator's intent, our own intense feelings, the objective events, they all get fused into one painful, indivisible truth.
Yeah, it all blends together.
Exactly. But separating facts like X happened from interpreting X happened because he wanted to utterly destroy me, it's like untangling a severely knotted rope.
Okay.
It doesn't deny the pain, not for a moment,
Yeah.
but it lets us examine the individual strands. It might reveal areas where we're assigning malicious intent versus just observing an action. This isn't about excusing anyone's behavior, let's be clear.
Right, not about letting them off the hook.
No, it's about reclaiming clarity in your own mind.
Yeah.
It allows you to gain what the course calls clinical clarity. Now, that doesn't mean being cold or unemotional. It means gaining a clear-eyed perspective, almost like a skilled surgeon looking at a wound. You acknowledge the pain, yes, but you're also objectively identifying what needs mending, free from that all-consuming fog of intense emotion. And this clear foundation ensures your healing isn't based on, say, assumptions or unchecked emotional spirals, but on verifiable ground.
Yeah.
That's incredibly empowering when you're trying to rebuild your recovery narrative.
That analogy of untangling the rope, that really makes it click. It sounds like a way to get back some intellectual and emotional footing when you feel completely out of control.
That's a good way to put it. Regaining footing.
Now, here's where it gets really interesting and maybe a bit unexpected for some listeners. The course uses a true story anchor featuring six steadfast dogs and also a thread of perceived divine guidance. Mm. Tell us more about these two powerful and, yeah, certainly unconventional elements in a healing journey. How do they actually work together?
Well, the real innovation here, I think, lies in integrating both the spiritual and the animal connections as central to healing, not just sort of add-ons. The true story anchor is a powerful foundation. It's the actual narrative of someone who navigated profound betrayal.
Okay.
And that provides a relatable framework, doesn't it? It shows you, okay, it is possible to move through this.
Yeah, someone's actually done it.
Exactly.
Right.
And within that story, this thread of perceived divine guidance, it's not about imposing rigid dogma or one specific religious viewpoint. Actually, quite the opposite.
Okay, that's important.
Very. It's about creating space for exploring spiritual meaning-making without minimizing pain or risk. So it means giving you permission to seek and find deeper purpose or guidance in your experience, however you define the divine or spirituality.
Right, it's personal.
Very personal. And it emphasizes cultural humility, understanding that everyone's spiritual journey and even their relationship with animals is shaped by their unique background, beliefs, experiences. It's about respecting your individual perspective, ensuring the course resonates broadly with people looking for deeper meaning after a rupture.
That makes it much more accessible.
Absolutely. This deeply personal exploration, grounded in that true story, allows for a really organic, authentic connection that goes beyond just, say, prescriptive religious texts.
That's a crucial distinction, that it's about perceived guidance and cultural humility, making it inclusive.
Okay.
And the dogs.
Ah, yes, the dogs.
It mentions their symbolic role and canine-assisted grounding as a stabilizing attachment tool. Now, for someone navigating betrayal where trust is just shattered and isolation feels so profound, how can an animal companion become such a vital, active part of finding stability? Is it just, you know, the comfort of petting a dog, or is there something more going on?
That's a great question, because it really digs into the core of attachment and safety. Loyal animals, like the six steadfast dogs in the course of story, offer something incredibly rare and precious after betrayal: unconditional presence.
Unconditional.
And unwavering acceptance. This is such a powerful antidote to that profound isolation, the suspicion, the shattered trust you feel. It's a connection without judgment, without demands.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about canine-assisted grounding, it goes beyond just casual petting, though that's nice too. It's about a conscious, ethical, and safe interaction that provides a tangible way to regulate emotions.
How does that work practically?
Well, imagine being in a moment of intense emotional dysregulation.
Yeah.
Panic, despair, anger. Having a warm, breathing, non-judgmental presence to focus on. It might involve mindful interaction, really feeling their fur, listening to their breathing, maybe even gentle training exercises that require focus and presence.
Ah, so it brings you back to the here and now.
Exactly. This external focus on a reliable, loving presence helps bring you back to the present moment, calming the nervous system. These dogs become more than just pets. They're like anchors of unwavering loyalty and comfort in a really chaotic time. They help rebuild a sense of secure attachment in a way that feels safe, non-threatening.
Like a bridge, maybe.
That's a perfect word for it. This consistent, reliable connection can be a crucial bridge to reestablishing trust, first in a safe being, then maybe in the world around you, and ultimately in yourself again.
That makes so much sense, because when human trust feels utterly broken, that kind of consistent, non-judgmental loyalty from an animal, wow, it sounds like it could really be a lifeline.
It truly can be.
So, okay, for you, the listener, if you're looking for concrete, actionable steps, what does this all mean? The course is described as very practice-centered. It offers personalized practice plans that include things like reflective journaling, contemplative prayer or meditation, values clarification, and boundary setting. How did these seemingly diverse practices work together to build something the course calls wise trust? Not just trust, but wise trust.
Yeah, that term wise trust is key. These practices are the foundational tools for building that internal resilience and cultivating it. Think of them as components of a comprehensive self-rebuilding kit.
Okay, like a toolkit.
Exactly. Reflective journaling and contemplative prayer or meditation, those are about processing your internal world. Journaling helps you externalize and organize complex emotions, spot patterns, gain deeper insight, transforming vague feelings into something more tangible.
Getting it out on paper.
Right. And contemplation or meditation offers a path to stillness, allowing you to connect with your inner wisdom, process things from a place of maybe greater peace. Then, values clarification ensures that your actions and future choices align with your core beliefs.
Like finding your compass again.
Precisely. Recalibrating your internal compass. When you know what truly matters to you, your decisions become more aligned with your authentic self, which reduces internal conflict.
Okay. And boundaries.
Boundary setting. Absolutely critical, of course, for self-protection and fostering healthy future relationships. Mm. It's about clearly defining what you will and won't accept. Paramount after a violation of trust.
Makes sense.
So together, these practices cultivate discernment, risk assessment, and paced reconnection, which means you learn to clearly perceive situations, assess potential risks in new relationships or situations, and then re-engage with the world and others at a pace that feels safe and authentic to you.
So it's about trusting yourself first.
That's the core of it. Learning to trust yourself again first, so you can then evaluate external relationships with a clear, informed perspective, not just, you know, blind hope or residual fear.
That really spells out how these aren't just isolated self-help tricks, but like an integrated system for rebuilding. It really sounds like it gives you agency back.
That's the goal. Agency and wise discernment.
And it's not just about healing internally, is it?
Yeah.
I was struck by how the course also empowers you to design ethically sound narratives of recovery and even submit a publishable nonfiction piece.
Yeah.
Why is the act of writing about your experience so important? And what are the really deep ethical considerations when you're sharing such a personal story, especially one involving betrayal? That sounds tricky.
It is tricky, and it's such a crucial aspect. Writing allows you to reclaim your story. Mm-hmm. You see, after a betrayal, you often feel like a passive recipient, right? A victim of someone else's actions.
Mm, powerless.
Exactly. But by engaging in narrative craft, you transform yourself from that passive recipient into the active narrator of your own recovery. You're shaping your experience, giving it meaning, designing a new ending, not just for the past, but for your future. It's incredibly empowering to take control of that narrative.
I can see that. Taking the pen back.
Precisely. However, and this is a big however, because these stories involve real lives, real people, often deeply sensitive information, the course places immense emphasis on navigating ethics with rigor. It doesn't shy away from critical areas like consent, anonymization, composites, privacy, and defamation risk.
Okay, those are serious considerations.
Absolutely. Imagine you want to share your story, but it involves someone else. The course guides you through how to protect their privacy, maybe how to create composite characters if needed to shield identities, and crucially, how to avoid inadvertently defaming someone, even if their actions were incredibly hurtful.
Right, you have to be careful there.
You do. This thorough ethical guidance ensures that the process of sharing your story is not only profoundly healing for you, the individual, but also responsible, respectful, and legally sound for everyone involved, whether they're the writer or the subjects of the narrative. It's about giving powerful voice to your experience, but doing so with profound integrity and care.
What a truly comprehensive deep dive this has been. We've seen how From Betrayal to Belonging really offers this unique, multifaceted pathway. It's blending the profound impact of personal narrative, spiritual inquiry that respects individual beliefs, the unwavering loyalty found in animals, and this rigorous ethical guidance to navigate some of the toughest emotional and relational experiences we can face. It really feels like far more than just a coping mechanism.
It really does. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, what this course powerfully highlights is that true healing, it's rarely linear, or singular. It often requires engaging with complex layers, emotional, psychological, spiritual, and even the often underestimated therapeutic power of connection. Whether that's connection with a perceived divine guide or a loyal, steadfast animal.
Yeah.
And the structured yet flexible intermediate approach, you know, 4 to 6 weeks, maybe 3-4 hours per week, commitment that makes this profound journey feel accessible and manageable. It provides a clear roadmap for anyone who's ready to move from the devastation of rupture towards genuine meaning-making and that renewed sense of belonging. It's about finding strength in perhaps unexpected places.
Absolutely. And so here's a final provocative thought for you, our listener, to maybe mull over as you go about your day. If the unconditional presence of six steadfast dogs and a thread of perceived divine guidance can be instrumental in transforming the shock of betrayal into grounded resilience, what other unexpected sources of unwavering loyalty, deep comfort, or maybe spiritual grounding might exist in your own life that you haven't fully recognized or harnessed yet? Perhaps they are closer than you think.